Imagine a world where children navigate life's challenges with remarkable resilience, form deep connections with others, and understand their own emotional landscape with clarity and confidence. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality for children raised with emotion coaching, the groundbreaking approach developed by Dr. John Gottman through decades of meticulous research. The science is clear. Emotional intelligence, not academic ability, serves as the strongest predictor of lifelong success and happiness. Children with high emotional intelligence demonstrate better self-regulation, stronger friendships, higher academic achievement, fewer behavioral problems, and even improved physical health. The research numbers are striking. These children are 80% more likely to excel academically and 60% less likely to develop behavioral issues in school. Unlike IQ, which remains relatively stable, emotional intelligence can be developed and strengthened, making it the perfect focus for intentional parenting. What's most remarkable? Gottman's research shows that consistent emotion coaching creates a powerful buffer against the harmful effects of even the most challenging family circumstances, reducing negative behavioral impacts of divorce by up to 40%. Children with emotion coaching parents maintain stable friendships, perform well academically, and show significantly lower rates of depression and anxiety despite family challenges. Gottman's research identified four distinct parenting styles, but only one, emotion coaching, consistently produces emotionally intelligent children. This approach combines acceptance of feelings with guidance on appropriate expression and problem solving. The five essential steps create a practical framework. First, become aware of your child's emotions, recognizing subtle cues before full emotional storms. Second, view emotional moments as opportunities for connection rather than inconveniences. Third, listen empathetically and validate feelings without rushing to solutions. Fourth, help your child label emotions with specific vocabulary, distinguishing between disappointment, frustration, jealousy, or anxiety. Finally, set clear limits on behavior while helping your child problem solve constructively. Consider a child not invited to a friend's birthday party. A dismissing parent might say, "Don't worry, we'll get ice cream instead." A disapproving parent responds, "Stop crying, you're overreacting." But an emotion coach would say, "You seem really disappointed about missing the party. It hurts to feel left out, doesn't it? Let's talk about how you're feeling and what might help." This creates a sense of being understood while building emotional vocabulary and problem-solving skills. While the five basic steps provide a foundation, several advanced strategies enhance emotional coaching effectiveness. Avoid criticism, humiliation, and mockery, which destroy communication and damage self-esteem. Instead of labeling traits, "You're so careless," focus on specific behaviors. There are toys scattered across your room, so children see their actions as changeable rather than feeling fundamentally flawed. Use scaffolding to build confidence through incremental successes. Break down challenges into manageable steps, provide calm guidance, wait for success, then offer specific praise before introducing the next step. Develop a mental map of your child's daily life by knowing the people, places, and events that matter to them. Understanding their social dynamics helps you explore feelings when they can't express them clearly. When struggling to empathize with seemingly trivial issues, translate your child's situation to adult terms. A child forgetting lines in the school play might feel as mortifying as blanking during an important work presentation. Listen and validate before helping your child develop their own solutions. Be patient with the emotional process and recognize that different emotions require different processing times. The goal is to explore emotions, not suppress them. While emotion coaching offers numerous benefits, it isn't appropriate in every situation. Rushed transitions, especially morning routines, aren't ideal for emotional coaching, which requires patience. Instead, designate regular times when you can talk without time constraints. Bedtime often works well, as children are naturally more reflective and seeking connection. Emotion coaching works best in private, one-on-one settings, away from others. This privacy prevents embarrassment and allows honest responses. With sibling conflicts, coaching both children simultaneously typically backfires, as empathizing with one child can appear as taking sides to the other. When your child's behavior violates important moral principles or family values, immediate empathy isn't appropriate. First, express clear disapproval without personal attacks and discuss your values explicitly. The emotional connection from previous coaching makes parental disappointment an effective natural consequence. When children use simulated emotions to manipulate parents, emotion coaching becomes counterproductive. Learn to distinguish genuine emotional needs from manipulation by observing behavioral patterns. When manipulation occurs, acknowledge the underlying desire while remaining firm about boundaries. The emotional ecology of a marriage or divorce significantly impacts children's development. Gottman's research shows that while parental hostility harms children regardless of marital status, it's not conflict itself, but how parents handle disagreements that matters most. Parents can protect children by applying emotion coaching principles within their marriage, skills that also strengthen the partnership. Avoid Gottman's four horsemen: criticism, attacking character, contempt, deliberate insults, defensiveness, avoiding responsibility, and stonewalling, shutting down. Never weaponize children in conflicts. Don't restrict access or try turning children against the other parent. These alienation tactics create painful loyalty conflicts and burden children with family repair responsibilities. Don't make children mediators. This signals excessive family tension. Let children know when conflicts are resolved. Research shows children experience less distress when they see adults work through differences, especially when witnessing genuine apologies or compromises. Maintain consistent routines and provide extra emotional support during marital difficulties. Fathers influence children in ways distinct from mothers, particularly regarding peer relationships and academic achievement. Children whose fathers were present at age 5 developed into more empathetic adults with better social relationships by age 41. Fathers' unique contribution comes through more physical, exciting play that helps children develop emotional intelligence and social skills. To maximize their positive influence, fathers should engage from pregnancy onward and participate in daily family work, feeding, bathing, and nurturing. For divorced fathers, maintaining influence requires consistent contact, which often diminishes over time. Success depends on treating the relationship with their ex-spouse as a parenting partnership, keeping personal conflicts separate from child-rearing decisions. The gift of emotional intelligence extends far beyond childhood, creating ripple effects throughout a person's entire life journey. By teaching children to understand and manage their feelings, parents equip them with skills that serve them in friendships, romantic relationships, education, and careers. Emotionally intelligent students manage stress better and persist through challenges. In workplaces, they excel at leadership and teamwork. Their relationships tend to be more stable and satisfying, with studies showing couples with high emotional intelligence reporting greater relationship satisfaction and lower divorce rates. Most powerfully, emotional intelligence passes down through generations. Children who experience emotion coaching often become emotionally intelligent parents themselves, creating a positive cycle that transforms families. Through practices of awareness, empathy, and guidance, parents nurture children who achieve success while experiencing deeper joy, meaningful relationships, and greater resilience. In our increasingly complex world where technology often threatens genuine connection, these emotional skills may be the most valuable legacy we can offer, the foundation for authentic relationships, effective leadership, and a truly fulfilled life.